Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. SEPTA says it's on track to meet Friday's federal deadline to inspect its Silver Liner for rail cars. So why is SEPTA canceling more regional rail trains instead of putting the inspected cars back into service? KYW's Mike DiNardo takes a look.
With about 24 regional rail trains canceled Monday because of an equipment shortage, commuters at the Cheltenham station were frustrated.
Well, I'm just trying to get to work now. It don't matter what's canceled coming home. I just want to make it to work on time.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
We'll be honest with our customers and say today was pretty bad.
Even though SEPTA has finished fire inspections on about 200 of 223 cars, about 120 cars remain in the shop because SEPTA found additional problems. Plus, it's still installing federally mandated thermal sensors.
It's led us to a situation where we have a significant portion of the fleet sidelined, which is why we did the proactive cancellations.
Bush says SEPTA is close to a deal to bring in 10 coach cars from Maryland, but regional rail service levels aren't likely to return to normal until January. While the federal government shutdown hopefully coming to an end this week, that could finally end the crisis surrounding SNAP benefits for hungry families nationwide. But until then, the Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to keep the full payments on hold. That's leading to increased strain on food banks and other services that support people in need. George Matisic is executive director of Philadelphia's Share Food Program.
As an organization, over the course of the last 2 weeks, we've seen about a 12-fold increase in the amount of folks that are registering to utilize our food pantries across the Philadelphia region.
He says the demand that his organization is trying to meet is unprecedented. He said the closest he's ever seen was during the pandemic, but with one key difference.
Today, it's not the federal government that is helping to solve the problem. It is the federal government that's creating this problem.
On Sunday, the USDA told states that they must undo payments sent after a lower court ruled against the SNAP freeze, but a federal judge temporarily blocked that order earlier Monday, so that money should be available to SNAP cardholders soon. Red light cameras that have shown success around Philly have started monitoring the area around the art museum. The Philadelphia Parking Authority has installed cameras on Kelly Drive where it meets Aiken's Oval. The 60-day warning period for drivers begins on Monday. That ends January 8th. After that date, anyone caught running the red light there will get a $100 fine in the mail. The PPA says the 146 cameras around Philly have reduced red light infractions by 58% at those intersections. Each year in Philadelphia, 3,600 people go missing, but most are found. In the wake of the case of missing 23-year-old Kaida Scott, families of other missing people have been posting about their loved ones in hopes of gaining attention and finding them. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson spoke with the police about how they handle each case.
The number of people who go missing equals to about 10 people a day.
From the first initial officer that takes the case, there's searches that are done, there's information that's collected, especially when it comes to like phone numbers, social media.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Vinor says about 70% are kids, and many times they end up being at a friend's house or with another family member.
In Scott's case, investigators knew from the get-go something was amiss. She hadn't used her phone, and a coworker said that they saw her get into a car with someone outside of her job in Mount Airy. It was a very happy 250th birthday to the United States Marines. KYW's Shara Day Howard reports there's a couple more days of festivities before it wraps up Tuesday.
250 years of the United States Marine Corps is being commemorated here in its birthplace, Philadelphia, with a suite of events. George Leone, organizer of Homecoming 250.
We're going to start off with a ceremony at the grave of the first commandant, who was a Quaker who decided he had to defend his country.
Followed by the 250 commemoration ceremony and a huge block party, Philly style, where it all started at the Tun Tavern. Now, that original property was destroyed before the end of the Revolutionary War, but Leone is heading a rebuild. Build of the historic Tun Tavern on 2nd Street, south of Market Street. Celebrations come to an end Tuesday, November 11th, with a Veterans Day ceremony held aboard the battleship New Jersey.
For more information, visit homecoming250.org for the list of events. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.